The newly elected MP for Kumubu constituency, Moses Amadu, says seeking the people's welfare will be his main focus as he moves to parliament. He expresses appreciation to the people and the national executives of the CPP for their confidence and support. Moses Amadu spoke to Gloria Anderson.
I thank God for the victory. The victory was good. They gave me a hot seat for it. I thank God for that.
Were you expecting to win?
In fact, with the expectation, I was full of hope that I will win it because I've been in the communities. The communities assured me. And this one, you could see the difference because I stood in the 2012 election. And the attitude of the people was quite different from what was happening in 2012. So I knew definitely by the grace of God, I was going to win.
2012, you contested, you didn't win. This time you have contested a by-election. What would you say attributed to your victory?
A lot of things attributed to that. The message we sent, I know with the full support of my CPP national executive, that also contributed a lot. You see, Dr. Abu Sakara was with us. Tamia Nkrumah was there. Akonfra was there. And all the other executives, a lot of them, they were with us. So that contributed a lot. And then at Monad of the PNC, but also with us. All these contributed to the victory of CPP in Kumungu.
Now you have been elected as the MP for the area. What are your plans for the people there?
I just need to go back to the drawing board, look at what is happening. I'm already beginning to tell the communities to start working around the crop to see what we can do, especially their developmental needs. I know an MP, I will do my best to organize the groups in the area. They are all in this array, but with my being an MP, I think every group will be organized in this area and we'll see the way forward.
Newly elected MP for Kumbugu constituency, Moses Amadu. Meanwhile, the CPP has described the party's victory in the Kumbugu by-election as a new beginning for the party to assert itself in the prevailing political landscape of the country. By this singular feat, the party's 2012 presidential candidate, Dr. Abu Sakara, told Radio Ghana's Gloria Anderson that there is victory where there is hard work. He expressed the party's appreciation to the people of Kumugu for their support and promised that the CPP will work hand in hand with them to ensure the development of the area.
We give the glory to God and we thank Him for everything that has happened.
Were you really expecting this victory?
If we didn't, we wouldn't have been working 3 weeks for it. It was not a one day event. I knew we had a chance because if you look at the 212 vote, our candidate had 4,000 votes there against a very strong candidate in the form of the former foreign minister. We mobilized and came down here for almost 3 weeks now. So we can see that, truly speaking, it was a collective effort and our candidate was a good candidate.
What does this victory mean for the CPP?
Victory means a new beginning for the CPP. I think, first of all, it's not just a victory for the CPP, it's a victory for the people of Kumbungu. And it's a victory for Ghanaians because, number one, the people of Kumbungu have demonstrated that they can look at the caliber of the candidate who is experienced, a candidate who has served his community with integrity and honesty, a candidate who has delivered in terms of service to community with many projects that he has worked in the civil society to deliver. So who have lived with them, worked with them. So for a change, we are rewarding effort and choosing the best candidate instead of just looking at the party and voting on party line. Our candidate won because he appealed across the political spectrum to both the NDC, MPP, PNC people, including CPP people, the entire community. That is instructive for Ghanaians. We move away from the pattern of voting along party lines and voting for the best candidate.
Dr. Sakara, what lessons would you say the CPP has learned from this by election?
I think the major lesson is that we can only succeed if we all work together as one. We must all pull in the same direction. We cannot succeed if we pull in opposite directions because we just neutralize each other. So this election has taught us that when we all come together and work as one for a common cause, as we did in this election, focused on the candidate, not on ourselves, but on the candidate, then we can succeed. Second lesson also is that when elections are due, we should take advantage of time. The three key resources you need to succeed are time, money, and human resources. We're short on money significantly, and we need money to mobilize human resources. But most of all, you need time. If you have enough time, you can make up for deficiencies in these other resources.
2012 presidential candidate of the CPP, Dr. Abu Sakara, talking to Gloria Anderson.